www.harunyahya.com.
Trust in Allah is a whole that cannot be separated as minor or major issues. Because a Muslim's mind is afflicted with the Quran, every verse has the feature of a building block shaping one's personality. For this reason, a Muslim is always tuned to fulfill good, auspicious, and beneficial deeds. A Muslim will not separate issues according to his mind. All his assessments are based on the Quran. Some people in their own eyes might consider some issues to be personal and thus belittle them and make different differentiations. However, many attitudes assumed because they are thought to be personal might not be compatible with the Quran. Some people may be shaken and lose their trust in Allah because of some minor issues, while some others may lose their trust in Allah in the face of a disease, death, or property loss. However, as long as a person in the guidance of the Quran remains watchful against Satan's and life's the comfort of trusting in Allah, making him his friend and companion, all these issues become minor, one that can be readily avoided. The Quran makes a clear distinction between good deeds and misdeeds. Allah commands human beings to engage in good deeds and display favorable manners. He commands responding evil with goodness, being forgiving, and disclaiming one's rights, even if one is right and many similar favorable moral values. In one verse, Allah commands that goodness and evil are not the same. A good action and a bad action are not the same. Repel the bad with something better, and if there is an enmity between you and someone else, he will be like a bosom friend. Surah Fussilat 34. Some people may be negatively affected by trivial issues to an unexpected degree. On the other hand, while an incident which seems to be important and serious is expected to challenge one's lower self, it may not have the slightest impact on a person. An unexpected minor matter, on the other hand, may prove to be quite challenging for one's lower self. For instance, a harm given to a very precious good of a person may not negatively affect that person. He may display steadfastness, thinking that there is an absolute good in it, and expresses that Allah creates such an incident with goodness. He displays a beautiful submission in Allah, deeming it is something that can be compensated and that is not a big loss. However, the same person might unexpectedly negatively affected by someone's statement or mimic and cannot display the same trust in Allah. He may feel disturbed by a behavior, mimic, or word of a friend and, in his own way, attach a special meaning to them. He thinks that, out of jealousy, the other person employs an insidious method to annoy and humiliate him covertly so that other people would not understand him. Then, in almost all of his behaviors, he seeks clues that will justify this conviction. An extremely insignificant issue may prove to be phenomenally important for this person and occupy his mind more than any other thing. All his thoughts center around this issue and he considers various possibilities. Deriving different conclusions from the behaviors of the other party and attaching meanings in the light of his judgments, he may put himself into unpredictable trouble. He forgets that the other party is a helpless being entirely under the sway of Allah, and that every incident, every mimic, and every character is created in destiny by Allah. He ignores the fact that Allah might have created that person to put his morality into trial, and he should be the one that shows major behavior. Indeed, Allah states that He created some humans to examine others. We never sent any messengers before you did not eat food and walk in the marketplace. But we have made some of you a trial for others to see if you will be steadfast. Your Lord sees everything. Surah Al-Furqan 20. Everything is a trial for a human's life in the hereafter. As it is indicated in the verse, what is required from a person of faith, it is persevere. Assessing the issues with a conscious and pure mind and keeping in mind that these issues are part of the trial is an indicator of a Muslim consciousness. If a person makes distinctions in his mind, deeming some issues to be different, he will simply be mistaken. There are no minor or major issues. Everything is a whole. And one of the major issues with which a Muslim is put to test is to display good manners for the good pleasure of Allah and to be on Allah's side against the lower self, not to be on the lower self's side. What befalls him is to live as a Muslim and assume thoughts and attitudes which would please Allah throughout his life. During his lifetime, a person comes across with various characters that are different from one another. There are many characters that Allah describes us in the Quran. Politics, hypocrites, debaters and believers. Not everyone is the same. Humans exhibit their characters based on the degree of the fear of Allah they have. However, the moral structure of the other person should never affect a sincere believer. It should never let him fall into a fallacy. A related verse reads, "So be steadfast. Allah's promise is true. Do not let those who have no certainty belittle you." Surat Ar-Rum 60. A Muslim should never take others as an example and follow one's behavior when they are mistaken. Even though a person says that he is a believer, his fear of Allah might be weak and deficient. No one knows it but Allah. Therefore, if a person is a sincere believer, then the true path is out in the open. The morality others display can by no means be a measure. What befalls a sincere believer who has a fear of Allah is to uncompromisingly display the good behaviors which will please Allah. Avoiding ignorant behaviors, it is his responsibility to act wisely and display a major attitude and put his trust in Allah and persevere in the face of disturbing situations. Because Allah commands, make allowance for people, command what is right, and turn away from the ignorant. Surat Al-A'raf 199. A wise, faithful person's manners are always noble and dignified that would make up for failures. Because of his profound devotion to Allah and his fear of him being the foremost, he does not shape his behaviors according to other people's attitudes. For his life in the hereafter, he displays the best of morality as he can and turns to Allah, trusting in him under all conditions. One should assess the incidents he encounters with seeing the good and blessing in them, without discriminating them as important or insignificant, with the attitude and trust in Allah becoming to a Muslim. One cannot know what is important or insignificant in Allah's sight and classify issues as minor or major according to his own mind. What befalls a believer is to display a steady character who turns to Allah, fears him, and puts his trust in Allah.